Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Sitting with me today is an amazing artist. I think she's going to be one of the biggest pop stars on the planet.
Oh, God.
I'm already a fan. No pressure.
Okay.
You better live up to this intro.
Yes.
You better live up to the intro.
I will.
When we look at this in 10 years,
yes.
I don't want to, it shouldn't be an L for me. It should be a W.
Big dub. Yeah, of course.
Back to the intro. She's going to be, Shorty is amazing. I love her. I discovered her music and was like, this is awesome. We need to get this girl on the show. I'm a big fan. I'm excited for you to get to know her. I'm excited to get to know her. Ladies and gentlemen, make a ton of noise for Blood Nymph.
Wow. Oh my God. There's so many of you. Thank you.
Go.
Hi, thank you for having me.
What's up, best friend?
Not much, just hanging out here in your beautiful home. I'm excited.
This is nice.
Yeah.
You dressed for the summer, I dressed for the fall.
Yes, I did dress for the summer.
Sun and the moon.
Yes.
Normally, I'm the sun.
That's okay,
we can swap. You can take this tonight.
Yeah, I'm down.
We're already competing.
Yes.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Let's start with the name.
Okay.
Blood Nymph.
Blood Nymph. You're good at that. It's great.
I'm gonna be sampled on the record, right?
Yes, of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the greatest album of all time. It is Blood Nymph.
Oh my God, that felt great in my ears. That was these headphones.
Is there an extreme version of ASMR? Like a?
There should be. I do ASMR.
We're taking a left turn, everybody.
Sorry.
Let's go to the ASMR portion of the show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Yeah, I actually do that, though.
Don't
I don't want
to
take
like...
it too long. Yeah, you can do it. There's different ways. You can do like soft spoken or just straight up whisper. But yeah, I've been doing ASMR for like a long time.
A long time?
Yeah, like many years.
Okay, I think ASMR is super cool, and it's like this world I don't know about, besides yeah. like when it ends up in my feed, and I'm like, oh, why am I watching 9 videos of this?
yeah, it gets you sucked in.
What do you mean you do? You regularly make ASMR content.
Yeah, I used to do it a lot more regularly, but now it's like I'm really busy making music a lot, and it's always just been like a hobby. It didn't like make me money or anything. I just
right.
enjoyed doing it, but yeah, I have an ASMR page on Instagram. Called ASMR Beast. Yeah. It's good. Yeah. And
ASMR Beast is kind of like the voice. That's kind of like the genre I was doing.
Exactly. So like, I think I was doing it wrong. And maybe I would have made money if I was using that voice.
So if you were doing the more typical, if you do your ASMR voice mm-hmm. and I do my ASMR
yes.
voice,
yes.
we could actually have ASMR Beast.
That is actually ASMR Beast.
You've been doing it without me.
I know. That's what's been wrong this whole time.
So
I needed you. So...
Do you think that your name is a part of your persona?
My name, Blood Nymph, not the Beast one, right? Yeah, it definitely is. I don't know. Do you want to know where it came from? Is
yeah, where did Blood
wondering?
Nymph come
okay.
from?
Okay, here's my story of where it happened. So the blood part was from an ex-boyfriend. He called me like Blood as a nickname,
mm-hmm.
but it was kind of like the like oi blood, like that kind of thing, and it was like a joke at first, and then he like kept calling me that, and for some reason I thought it was cute, I think because it made me feel like a little vampire,
mm-hmm.
and then the nymph part was from when I used to do streaming on a different website,
mm-hmm.
and my name on there was Willow Nymph, because my real name Kaya comes from the movie Willow. This is a long process, I'm sorry.
It's not that long. Okay. We're at under a minute so far of the story.
Okay, that's good. And then I just decided like to stop hiding my identity because I had the blood as like my Instagram and Twitter and everything, and then the nymph was like my streaming. So I just took my blood and my nymph and got rid of the Willow and made myself Blood Nymph, and then That's how we got here.
Blood Nymph is such a dope name.
Thank you. It's very like fantasy. It makes me feel like a magical elf, goddess, sprite, fairy, vampire creature.
That's the vibes that I think we're all getting.
Perfect.
You
That's
nailed it.
Really what I'm trying to give.
You're
so
accomplishing
I'm
glad. It.
Sick. Got it. Yeah. So glad.
So what is your story? Like, I know you're Canadian.
Mm-hmm. I am.
And I know you're like relatively new to music.
Mm-hmm.
So like, how did this happen?
Well, I've always been into music. Do you want to go way back?
Let's get in
Let's
there.
Let's go way back. Okay.
If we're going to be best friends.
You have to know everything.
Yes.
Of course. Okay. So way, way back when I was in like grade three or third grade, as they say here in Canada. It's grade three.
Yes. On the 24th of February.
On the 24th of February, I decided I wanted to start a band with my friends. I played the electric guitar, wasn't very good, hated cutting my nails, so I like was not great at it. And honestly, I never ended up playing the electric guitar for the band. We were just a group. And I performed Schools Out on a park bench in the summertime, and that's as far as that went. It was great. Then in middle school,
I mean, like, Schools Out for summer.
Schools, yeah, that's what I mean. Whoa. Yeah, that was me performing on a park bench with my friend. That was it.
Had, amazing,
like, family, and that was about it. But it was sick.
Cut to that clip.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. My first concert. And then in middle school, I wanted to be a DJ. So for Christmas, I asked my parents to get me like little turntables, and I only performed in my living room, but it was great. It was fun. And then in high school, I wanted to be a producer. So I got Ableton, did not know how to do anything. And it was like kind of advanced for me. Mm-hmm. I've made like two beats ever. They're both actually on SoundCloud. I'm pretty sure they're still there. One of them sounds like farts. It's really sick. Yeah, they still exist, but that didn't really work for me. But what I really wanted to do was sing, because I love singing. I was just always really scared of it. It was like my biggest fear ever was to sing in front of people. It just made me really nervous, because I think because I wanted to be really good at it and I was scared to find out I was going to suck. So I was nervous to do it in front of people.
Yeah.
But then I kind of just like forced myself to start singing in front of people. I would go live on Instagram and I would just like sing, because then I couldn't see who was watching, but I knew people were watching.
Yeah.
And I'd be so nervous and so anxious. I'd be like shaking and I would sound so pitchy and so bad because I was like so anxious and people would be mean, but I just kept doing it until I like got more and more comfortable. And then my brother bought a mic one day, and my brother and my ex-girlfriend and I all started making music together off of like random YouTube beats. So that's kind of how I started actually making music. And then when her and I broke up, we all kind of split up, and they were very encouraging of me to continue doing it on my own.
Yeah.
So I kept doing it, and I would just like get beats people emailed me, or like beatstars.com. Shout out beatstars.com.
Beatstars.
Beatstars.com. Yeah, it does work. Yeah, there's some great ones on there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I would like do that all the time. And then I made this song called Feast to a beat someone emailed me. And I was experimenting with my voice, and I created my little gremlin voice. That was the first time I ever used it. And I went, yeah, yeah, let's eat, yeah, yeah. It's like a squeaky, little raspy, high-pitched gremlin voice. I don't know. That's how I describe it. And then the way I ended up here, this is such a long story.
It's good.
And then the way I ended up here was it got on a Spotify playlist, and someone from APG, the label I'm at, found me there. And then they flew me over here and I liked it. And then the rest is history. And that
So this is APG.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah, it's nice. That was good. I was nervous at first because I really like to have like my creativity with what I make. But I ended up really loving everyone there. And I would never be able to like work with the people I've worked with if I was still at home in Canada in my little bedroom with just like my cats and Roscoe and my Rosé. So yeah, I'm glad I'm here now.
Cats, Roscoe, and Rosé.
Yep.
I love that.
Thank you.
I think you're meant to be here.
Thank you.
Clearly. This life, you're supposed to be doing this.
Well, thanks.
You want to know what Andre told me?
Mm. Tell me all about it.
Different story.
Oh my God, what did he say?
No, I'm just kidding. He's like, said you're a liar. Yeah, no,
that's it.
Andre, big shouts to Andre Heard.
Hi, Andre.
We love Andre.
We love Andre.
Andre heard your music and was like, this girl's awesome. Get her here. And then he said specifically, which I can see, that he loved your confidence, especially in like meeting Mike.
Oh.
Like when you talked with Mike Aaron, you were just like, what's up? Like being you.
Yeah.
Which is also like what, and this is such a compliment, like when I first saw your page and started listening to your music and everything, I was like, wow, this girl has vision and she doesn't give a fuck. She's doing exactly what she wants to do, which is awesome.
Thank you. I try.
Like that's big. I think, yeah, you seem like you have a lot of strength and a lot of power. And
keep going. I'm just kidding.
You got strength, power, beauty, hooks.
Oh my God.
You got all the hooks. You have like 9 voices.
I do have like 9 voices.
You know, like, so Lights Out is my favorite song.
Oh, thank you.
Love Lights Out. Everyone go listen to Lights Out. And you got like 3 voices on that song, I would say.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, there's like a lot.
There's like your what do you
gremlin.
Call it?
The gremlin. My gram. Yeah. Lights out, bitch. Yeah.
And then what do you call your, that softer, the prettier voice?
That's just me singing.
Okay, so that's
just. That's me singing.
Yeah. Is that Blood Nymph or is that Kaya or is that?
That's Blood Nymph for sure. Yeah, Kaya's my real name. Yeah. But yeah, no, I definitely think that Kaya and Blood Nymph are like the same person. It's just like sometimes how I present myself, but it's always still me. But I have been like almost trying to separate Kaya and Blood Nymph a little bit lately.
Yep.
I feel like it makes it a little bit easier because this is like an all-consuming job. It's like me all the time. I'm always doing this. So sometimes I think I need to just like be Kaya with my friends. So I'm trying to like make her own person and separate her, as in me, Blood Nymph, from Kaya a little bit.
It's smart. Yeah. It's compartmentalizing.
I think I need to do that a little bit.
It's healthy.
Because they've always been the exact same and it's a lot all the time. So.
Yeah. And as you get bigger and go further in your career, there'll be more and more Blood Nymph, and then you don't want to lose Kaya.
No, she needs to be there still. So.
You got to keep Kaya.
Yeah. So she comes out on Sundays, Lazy Sunday with my best friend. Nice. Yeah.
What do you do on your Lazy Sundays?
Me and my best friend Lex hang out and we just sit on my couch and watch movies, TV,
lazy.
Anything, eat
really
a lot
true.
Of snacks.
Yeah.
Maybe get baked a little bit, you know, whatever happens. But we are in PJs on the couch.
What snacks?
What's it with snacks?
What's so
next?
No,
what's next? What's next?
Let's talk about your eating habits.
Oh, God. super healthy stuff, I swear. Healthy Takis. Just kidding.
Healthy Takis.
Yeah, the blue ones are the unhealthy ones. The red ones are the healthy ones.
Okay,
they
that's
have
good.
Less dye in them. I'm just kidding. A lot of chips. Fruit, though. I do love fruit. So fruit, chips, some kind of sweet treat. Maybe it'll be like a sour candy. Maybe it'll be like a cookie. Who knows? Ice cream. That one usually comes out on Sunday.
Oof.
Basically anything that's like in the unhealthy section at the grocery store.
Oh, there's that section.
Yeah, that's okay. Where I live.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I came from.
Sour candy is my Achilles heel.
Sour candy. What's your favorite sour candy?
Well, I love gummies. Mm-hmm. I love gummies. So, I mean, okay. So the ones that are actually incredible and really hard to find.
What?
Have you heard the Nerds gummy clusters?
Oh, I love those.
Have you had the sour ones? Exactly.
You're kidding.
You have to order them on Amazon. I can't find them in any store.
Oh my God. I didn't know they had sour ones.
I don't really want to admit this, but I'm going to. I spent $20 on one bag of sour Nerds gummy clusters.
I am not judging you for that. I would do the same. And I will do the same, actually.
I also am one person, but I eat family size.
Yes, good. As you should. you have to.
When it comes to the gummy clusters.
Yeah.
Sour Patch Kids.
So good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
The Sour Belts. Mm-hmm. Any flavor. Any
Love
flavor.
Those. Mm-hmm.
Just as long as it's a flat belt and it's sour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So fun.
And when you get the gummy bears and they're like, not stale.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's so good.
They're
just
soft.
The texture.
I'm a big texture guy.
Mm-hmm. The texture and the fruity flavor. Oh God, I love candy.
I should have brought some candy. Oh
man,
why didn't you do enough research on me? You should have brought the candy.
No, I should have brought it.
It turns
and
me
Valentine's
into a beast,
Day
though.
Too.
I know. Happy
God,
Valentine's
happy
Day.
Happy Valentine's
I'm sorry.
Day. No, I'm sorry. I should have brought the candy. The
Apology
sour gummy
accepted.
Clusters.
Yeah, you know what? Andre should have brought the candy.
Yeah.
Honestly, he should have been to both of us.
Yeah, he should.
Y'all
have known.
Like candy.
Yeah.
He but,
knows us. He should know this.
And so, like, this is a short career so far. Like, you're a couple years in,
yeah.
Or a few years in maybe, right? You started dropping music in 2021.
Yeah,
like, Feast came out 2021.
I'm pretty sure. I'm like, I have a terrible sense of time. I'm going to say yes.
It did.
Okay. You know better than I do.
I research.
Oh, God. Sorry.
I pay attention.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
You got a Taco Bell commercial.
Yes. Yeah, that was crazy.
For Feast.
That was crazy.
So sick. So great. Gremlin is in the Taco Bell commercial.
Yeah. The Gremlin is there.
And then like Lights Out. Just so you ended up meeting up with Circuit,
mm-hmm.
who is one of the biggest, best producers
yeah,
right now.
Amazing.
Crushing it with The Weeknd. And He did Miley. He did Katy Perry. And it's kind of funny, actually, when I look at like a lot of Circuit's credits, I can kind of hear a lot of it in you guys together.
Yeah.
Especially since you have multiple voices.
Yeah. all my characters.
With his production, you guys are an amazing match. So how did it come about with you and Circuit working together?
It was on my first trip here being signed, I'm pretty sure. It was like one of the last days I was supposed to leave, and then I got the opportunity to work with him. So my trip got extended like a couple days just so I could work with him. And I usually, like I said, did not like research anyone before I worked with them, because I didn't want to like get stressed about like who they've worked with and what they've done. Because I don't know, I just wanted to keep it even, not too much in my brain about it.
Just people.
But yeah, just people.
Yeah.
But everyone kept making it like such a huge deal that I was working with Circuit, and I was like, I don't know who this guy is yet, because I don't know anything. I'm just here making stuff. So I did look him up before I worked with him, and I was like, oh my God, he has done so much. So I was a little bit scared, but then when I showed up to his studio, he was like so nice, and he's also Canadian.
Yeah.
And then I had like one of my best friends that I work with, that's an amazing artist and writer, Fangs, who is also Canadian.
Yep.
And we all like immediately bonded over that and just like got along so well. And the music we made together was so good, but we were having so much fun making it. So I think we had good like chemistry working together. So I just got really lucky, and he was down to work with me more too.
You guys sound amazing together.
Thank you.
Yeah. The songs that are coming out, the whole EP is amazing.
Thanks.
It's so sick. And I'm like a hard ass on music.
Good.
Andre will tell you.
It's good. Yeah.
It takes a lot for me to like, to really be into something.
Well, that,
yeah.
I'm honored.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Andre's a champion for you too. So he was like, yeah. Listen to it, bro.
Yes. I love Andre.
Shit. She is dope.
That's a great reaction. Thank you.
Yeah. It was pretty quickly. It was pretty quick. And you got, and now Spotify loves you.
I love Spotify.
2024 too. Pop artist to watch.
Yeah.
Blood Nymph.
I know. That was crazy. That was a crazy one. Thank you, Spotify. I love you.
I mean, your shit's already popping off. You got tens of millions of streams on songs. Like it's happening.
It's fun.
And you're
it's
so exciting. Young in your career. It's amazing. Like that's what I'm telling you is like, I think people really resonate with authenticity, and you feel like you are authentically yourself.
Thank you.
And doing your thing, which is hard to do today. I mean, like you have the ability to do it today, but to push through whatever opinions and commotion and the internet and everything. And also to be unique and original is really hard to do, especially with pop music.
That's true. It is definitely, there's a lot of people doing it. So yeah, I get it. But yeah, I don't think I could ever be not me, if that makes sense. I've just always been so myself since I was younger. I don't think I would even be able to be anyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so you got the new Chainsmoker song.
Mm-hmm.
Such a sick song.
Thank you. That one was really cool too.
Self-destruction mode.
I woke up.
Sing it for him.
I'm scared. I'm
Sing it for him ASMR style.
I woke up in self-destruction mode. I press go and I do it again. I love my sins. They're all I know. We got closer than all of my friends. Do it again. You like how I did the drop in ASMR too?
I was hoping you were going to do it. I didn't want to talk in non-ASMR voice to ask you to do that.
I just knew. I could sense it. It's because we're best friends.
Yeah. We just know each other.
We just know each other so well.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Love the Chainsmokers, guys.
Yeah, love them too.
So how did that come out? Because you're sitting here, you're making it look easy, Blood Nymph, okay? Making it look easy. It starts dropping music. It starts popping. Next thing you know, it was like, oh, she's released a few songs and it's Chainsmokers featuring Blood Nymph.
No, it's me praying to the universe and getting really lucky. No, that one was actually like crazy luck. So I had a session with Circuit.
Yeah.
And then I went to my session and he was working with Drew from the Chainsmokers before me.
Yeah.
And I guess they just weren't done yet, and he was there still when I showed up. So I met him there in the studio, and he showed me what he was working on, and I showed him what I was working on, and he thought it was cool, and he wanted to work with Circuit again. He thought I was cool too. And the next week, Drew joined into one of my sessions I had with Circuit, and then we made a sick song, and it just worked. Everything just worked really well. I happened to be there when he happened to be there, and I was just like,
And when you guys are working on this song and it's coming together, do you know it's going to be a Chainsmokers song, or are you guys just making a song and you're like, oh, maybe it's Blood Nymph, maybe it's Chainsmokers, maybe it's whatever?
I had no idea what we were doing besides just making a song together.
Three friends making a song.
Yeah. Exactly. We were just like making a song together. And
then Drew was clearly like, this should be Chainsmokers featuring you.
Yeah, it worked out great. Everyone was kind of like, make sure it's really good so it'll come out. But I just like didn't.
make sure it's really good.
I'm like, okay.
Great advice.
Yeah, I know. So I was like, make a banger. I'm like, okay. Yeah. I wasn't going to until you said that.
I was thinking about it. I think today you should make something really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should try hard.
Whoa. That's crazy. Thank you for saying that. You know. Otherwise I wouldn't have.
Yeah, I'd try to be profound.
Yeah, no, I just went in with my brain having no pressure. I just kind of like, I kind of just felt like it was going to work out. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I just get a feeling. I'm like, this is going to happen. I just know deep in my soul that it's going to be fine and it's just going to happen. And I just like, I knew we were going to make a song that was great and it was going to come out and it was going to be me featuring on the Chainsmokers. I just had a feeling and then it happened and it worked really well.
Let's go.
I had a feeling.
From the time you guys tracked the song until it came out, how long was that?
It was pretty fast, honestly. It was like a few months.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Usually it takes a long time, but they really liked it and I really liked it.
People are excited about it and it gets prioritized.
Exactly.
Then it comes out.
Yeah. It was just the knowing. I just knew it was going to be great and they agreed. They could sense that I knew it was great.
Like, look, this girl knows what she's doing. Let's follow her.
I don't know what I'm doing ever.
You do sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Some things. Mm-hmm. Give yourself some credit.
Thank you. Okay, I will.
If not, I will.
I'll take it.
Did you do that at Circuits Studio or at Chainsmokers?
Circuits.
Yeah. Have you seen the Chainsmokers Studio? Have you been to their house?
I have been
to
their house.
So sick, right?
It's huge.
It's so sick.
I haven't even seen the whole thing. It's like...
The Chainsmokers have a house that's a recording studio house in the Hollywood Hills that is sick.
Yeah. Multiple kitchens. I just remember like I was in... Oh, there's like this crazy swing when you first walk in. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do I have this?
Yeah.
I can't, but...
You're like, so no one lives here now, but can I live here?
Yeah, like, are you sure you want... Especially the swing. I don't know what it is about that swing at the entrance. It's just...
It's a vibe.
It's magical.
It's a vibe.
Something...
And the studio is so sick.
It's so nice.
It's such a great... You can just sit there for...
Yeah.
Ever.
Forever and
you're
ever.
Like, let me move in.
Yeah.
I won't get blood anywhere. It's just a name.
Yeah, just outside. So
yeah,
it's just easy cleanup.
Outside.
Yeah. It'll be easy cleanup. It's fine.
So now what's next for you?
I'm continuing to make music all the time.
Yep.
Hopefully going to drop a couple more projects this year. I'm hoping like 2 EPs. But yeah, I'm working in the studio almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not in the studio, then I'm making content. So I'm just like creating always. Much as possible. Yeah.
And how do you feel?
I feel great. I love creating.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's very fun. I'm very grateful I get to do this.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is awesome. And you're at a great place and you're with
Thank
great
you.
People.
Yeah.
But you need a manager?
Yeah, I do need a manager. Anyone's...
Blood Nymph is literally here needing a manager.
Yeah.
What are you looking for in a manager?
Someone who really, really believes in me and can actually help me with all the other stuff besides just music. Like I'm very creative in general and I would love to be able to do like merch and I do art. And I would like to be able to include that more and sell my art. Also, my magic beauty tea I make every morning, I'd like to be able to create that so people can like purchase that. I don't know. I just would like to do more.
What is that?
Every morning. I used to do it every single morning for like 3 or 4 years. Now I'm a little busier, so it's not every single morning. But I have this ritual where I get my mug. I make moon water outside under the moon. Keep that in the fridge. Boil that. And then I put some crystals and a candle around my mug and I do a whole ritual and I put like a bunch of ingredients in and I make like a beauty tea potion.
Can you say what the ingredients are?
Yeah. So it's black tea. I've been using like vanilla chai black tea lately.
Uh-huh.
Honey in the shape of a pentagram.
Yeah.
With
nice.
3 circles and then 3 hearts. I like a lot of honey.
Nice.
And cinnamon.
Shitload of honey.
It's a lot of fucking honey. And then cinnamon in an X. I do that on top and then a little bit of edible glitter so it sparkles in the tea, a little bit of turmeric, a little bit of pepper, And then I put my water in, and then a little bit of coconut oil. There's a lot of things.
It sounds great.
And then, yeah, and then I put oat milk in it.
Can I come over on a lazy Sunday and try one?
Yes, I would love to share. I'm glad you think that, because usually when I tell people, they're like, oh, that sounds disgusting.
It sounds great.
But then, yeah, people try it, and then they're like, wow, it's actually good.
Is moon water just water that stays outside overnight?
Mm-hmm. Under a full moon or a new moon, yeah.
Oh, so... Do you do a lot of water then and then try to capture it for the month or something?
I usually I water down my moon water with other water so I can make it, I can spread it out over time. But if I'm really needing some extra power, I'll dump a lot of the moon water in. Depends how rotten I'm feeling. Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you.
Can we talk about OnlyFans?
Yeah, sure.
What is it like? So being a modern day pop star, artist, mm-hmm. you're in your 20s, and you're on OnlyFans. So how do you balance both? What is it like being on OnlyFans?
Well, I've been doing that kind of stuff online for a really long time. Yeah. So where I used to stream is Willow Nymph. It was My Free Cams. Yep. So it was a cam girl website. Yep. So I was doing that.
That was before music.
Yeah, it was before music. Well, I was still making music at home, but just for fun.
Just for fun.
I wasn't doing anything with it.
Yeah.
But it was before OnlyFans was a thing. So I've been doing it for a long time. And I don't know. I think I've already been doing it. Yep. I like to dress all sexy anyways. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of just pictures that Instagram doesn't let me post.
For sure.
So if I'm looking cute that day and I'm recording content for my music, I'll take a couple extra pictures for OnlyFans and then there it goes into the world. But it's definitely not my main focus like music is. It's just a consistent form of money for me to have so I can provide for myself in between the big stuff.
Do you think there's crossover in your, let's call them fan areas, right? Yes. So you have your music fans and mm-hmm. then you have your cam girl.
My only fans. Yeah. There is.
There's
for
crossover?
Sure. Yeah. No, if I live stream on OnlyFans, I streamed on it pretty recently and a bunch of the people that were watching, most of the questions were about my music. It wasn't that much about turn around and slap that ass. It was more
the internet's gotten nicer.
No, it's crazy. No, they were mostly asking I don't know, who's someone you like to work with or what's your process in the studio? And I was wow, this is
You're like, I could just sick. Be on IG Live right now, guys.
No, but they're giving me money.
Yeah, so. No, keep it on OnlyFans.
It's great on there. It was fun. And then they're paying me to take a shot every so often too. Right. So I'm just talking about music and drinking and listening to music and dancing around. It was so fun.
I
want to
be on OnlyFans.
I highly recommend.
Are there guys on OnlyFans?
Yeah, there are.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a bad idea, Christian? Should I do that? No, it's a good idea.
Great idea. I vote yes. As your best friend,
yes.
I say
you
yes.
You would advise me to be on it.
It's fun. You you can set your own boundaries too. I don't go very far with it.
Right.
I'm just in my bra and underwear is the farthest I'll go.
Right, so right, right, right.
It's whatever you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
I don't know about me in a bra and underwear.
I think it'd be great.
You honestly. Think so?
Yeah. I think people would love it.
I have one fan.
One fan. Your only fan.
My girl Kaya.
That's me.
When you were doing cam girl stuff, was mm-hmm. it the same? Back then?
What do you mean?
Was it the same where you were just okay, no, keeping it covered?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've always.
So it's more so a flirty thing for you.
Yeah. It's more I think you can get all of that, all the pieces and parts anywhere on the internet from anyone. I think for most people, it's more about the connection that you can have with someone. They know that they are directly speaking to me and directly providing to me. And we actually have a connection besides just being a random person on the internet. So I think it's more about who it is and who you're talking to.
Definitely.
Than just what they want to see, you know?
I'm so surprised that the big social media platforms haven't just made their OnlyFans version because especially with how you're using it, because there's there's a bit of a stigma on OnlyFans, mm-hmm. Where it's oh, it's this porn thing, but it
Which
isn't
love
always.
Love that too for yeah, the
that's
people
fine.
Who are doing that. Yeah.
But it isn't always, but it's actually it's providing this income source for mm-hmm. so many people that has unlocked so many doors and made so many people go from struggling with money to having an abundance of cash.
It's literally how I was able to make music so much at home because I could provide for myself by doing that. And then I had time because I didn't have to do like a 9 to 5. So I had time to like work on my music all day at home.
Right.
So love you, OnlyFans. Thanks. But yeah, I wish that it was more available. Like the
someone's
only place.
Do it.
Yeah.
It,
like I can't even promote it on Instagram. Like I can only promote it on Twitter, basically.
Oh, I think I just answered my question. I think the reason why it can't happen is because of App Store rules.
Mm-hmm. But Twitter, you can.
Oh.
So that's why I'm like, what's the deal here?
Wait, Twitter, you could have all the OnlyFans features in Twitter?
Well, you can like post whatever you want on there. Oh, yeah, like I follow a lot of other like sex worker people from that I've met over the years. And
yeah, even though it's posting, in the App Store.
They're posting it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you can see everything.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And also even just like linking it, like I can't post on my story and link my OnlyFans. Like I have to be very
it'll block
sneaky.
It.
Yeah, I will get in trouble.
Or you'll get like shadow banned or whatever.
Yeah, no, Instagram, I think I have a lot of people that they report me a lot for things in general. Even like my new song, The Things I Do for Love, recently got reported.
Is that why everyone has backup pages?
Probably, yeah.
Learning a lot.
Yeah. I'm teaching you so much today.
Thank you so much.
And you're teaching me about candy. So
yes. Yeah, I got you new candy. I'm going to order you some. I would love to talk to you about how are you protecting yourself? So in a world of, first of all, being in the music industry is really hard. Being a woman in the music industry is even harder. Being an attractive woman in the music industry is even harder. And being a woman who puts themselves out there in a, you know, provocative way is even more, right? Mm-hmm. So like, what are you doing to, or how are you protecting yourself?
That's a good question. I think sometimes you kind of just don't know until you like meet someone, if they're going to be someone that's maybe good energy or bad energy around you. And if there's someone I work with that I don't feel like super comfortable with, then I will just stick to working with the people I do feel comfortable with.
For sure.
I don't know, making sure that like if I get any weird messages on the internet, I like let the people around me know.
Yep.
Like there's like this one guy who sends me a lot of things that are a little bit scary. So I let everyone around me know. So if I'm like doing a show or something, people know to look out for him.
Absolutely.
Stuff like that. It's kind of hard. There's a lot of things that are kind of unavoidable, which is kind of fucked up. So I just got to try to use discernment as much as possible and make sure everyone's aware of everything going on.
Absolutely.
And keeping people around me that I feel safe with.
Yeah.
And also like talking to the universe and being like, come on, keep me safe, please.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Spiritually protecting myself.
I think that actually has a lot of power.
Yeah, so do I.
I, you know, I've toured for years and I've worked with many female artists and I've played big brother role in many a times. And I've seen, just annoying. Luckily, nothing horrible has happened, but scary things have happened where it's like, what the fuck, dude?
People just...
Stalkers, whatever weird, creepy shit. They find out where you live, you know, whatever. You're just like...
So scary.
It's so scary. And you got to move or something or like...
That's so much effort moving too.
Oh my God.
So, no, I do not like, I don't want anyone to know where I live or anything.
So physical protection is one thing, which is, I feel like what you answered, but what about emotionally protecting yourself? Even just from like mean, stupid people on the internet.
Yeah. That one, I think I'm working on.
Yeah.
I've been on the internet for a really long time. So like I'm pretty good at not taking it personally.
Yeah.
And also realizing that if I'm getting a lot of negativity, there's also usually an equal amount, if not more, positivity.
Yep.
So trying to focus on that and the people who do like it. And usually if it's like my music or anything I'm doing is causing really intense opinions, that's good for me. Like I don't want people to just be like, oh, that's all right. I want to make people feel something real intensely, even if it's good, if it's bad. So I think... It's kind of like, it's a good sign that I'm doing what I want to do and being me, like you said.
Yeah.
But if I'm in like a bad mood or not feeling great about myself and then I open my comments and there's a lot of mean comments, it definitely doesn't feel great.
Yeah.
So I think when that happens, I have to just try to remove myself from it and try not to read those comments. But usually I read almost like all of my comments.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if a video starts doing like really well and there's like a lot... that's when more hate starts coming in. And then I usually don't read all of my comments.
It's also tiring reading all those comments.
Yeah, there's like a lot of words.
Like, this is a lot.
I know.
Look at all these people.
I know. It's nice though. I'm like, thanks guys. You're like out of your, you're on the other side of the screen, like full on typing and pressing send. Like, it's crazy to think every single comment is some, there's a whole human on the other side.
Do
writing
you feel
something.
That connection?
When I think about it, and then it makes me feel like crazy a little bit.
Yeah, like, you're like, oh, there's a million people. Mm-hmm. Or
like that many people like physically saw on the other side were like watching me or writing something and like felt something from it or like heard my music. Or like when I go on like Spotify for artists and it says like how many people are listening right now, I try to like imagine that many people in a room and I'm like, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, there's like 200,000 people listening right now.
I know, it's like crazy. Like everyone's like, there's people, there's actual people that are like enjoying it.
Five stadiums full of people listening.
Not yet.
They're like, lights out, bitch.
That would be great. I can't wait for that. And then all the lights go out and that's the end.
It's going to happen. When it's time for you to really focus on your live show.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Call your boy.
Awesome. Thank you.
We'll help you out.
I'm very excited for doing more of that.
Yeah.
I love performing.
What is a piece of advice you would give to younger you?
You are right and you're doing the right thing. I think I always kind of just, like I said about other things, have like a deep belief in certain things for myself and know what's going to happen. And there was times when little me would doubt it and think I was just like, I don't know, my head was in the clouds or whatever. But no, she was right. Mm-hmm. So I think just keep doing what you're doing and believe in yourself and don't doubt yourself.
You're doing it. You're living it.
Thanks. I'm trying.
What about to women coming up right now, trying to make it in music? Like you've had a pretty quick, like nice little leap into a couple levels up at the very least, if not big jumps. How do you do that? Like what's some advice you would give to young artists?
I think create as much as possible. That's what I was doing, and share it with people as much as possible. I think sometimes people are too hard on themselves or too much of like a perfectionist and are scared to put themselves out there and let other people hear it. But that's the only way you're going to get anywhere with it. So I think like I dropped a bunch of music on SoundCloud and just like homemade stuff. I would make it in like 30 minutes and then immediately post it.
Yeah.
But that's how like more people find you. And then you can go back and listen to what you've made and see your growth too.
Yep,
so
absolutely.
Don't be so precious with what you're making. Yeah.
Finish drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like just share as much as you can. And if you enjoy it, then there's at least one other person in the world who's going to like it too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Make it for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Do you have any mentors in your life?
Everyone around me inspires me and gives me good advice. Everyone that I love, but I don't know if I have a specific one besides my momager over there. Yeah. But maybe Roscoe too.
What's a piece of advice Roscoe's given you?
He doesn't give great advice, honestly, but I still trust him. He's kind of a dirty dog, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he just like does whatever the fuck he wants. So yeah. I think
I was gonna say, when you brought him into my house, I was like, can we, you know, put a blanket on him or something?
I know. He's nice. He's good. He comes into the booth with me every time I record anything, and he's in every session with me. Yeah.
Roscoe's everywhere.
Yeah. And he's filled with crystals in his belly.
Absolutely he is.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he needs a little wash right now. He's a little dirty.
So when you go into these sessions, do you have, when it comes to songwriting, are you bringing in lyrics you've already written? Are you a write on the spot kind of girl? Are you like, are you a melody top line first and then write lyrics? Like, what's your process?
The thing is, I think it just depends on the day. I don't have like a specific routine that I feel like I need to do.
Yeah.
Sometimes I go in and I have like a very specific idea of what I want to make. Sometimes I go in with no idea. I have like a million notes on my phone of like random lyrics or words my friends have said, or just like something I wake up in the night and like think of. So I always have that as backup. Sometimes something is happening in my life and I want to write about that. Sometimes I do the little like throw some melodies over a beat and then see what works. That one I do less because I get nervous doing that in front of people. Mm. That's more something I do at home.
Yeah.
But when I'm working with other people, I'm like, ah, they're listening to me. What if I like make a funny note out of my mouth right now? So yeah, that one's not as often like with other people, but Yeah.
Are you pretty quick at tracking vocals?
Depends on the day also. Sometimes really? I'm so fast and I'm like, yeah, let's go. Yeah. And sometimes I'm having a terrible day because I make music a lot. Like yeah. I'm usually doing at least 5 sessions a week.
Yeah.
But I've had a little more time to like do more content and stuff this year. But usually at least 5 a week, sometimes like doubles and stuff. So like I'm not going to be great every single day. Sometimes I go in and like my voice is just not doing it. And then I get very like in my head and then I take kind of a long time to track vocals.
Yeah.
But usually it's pretty fast.
What is it like working with Circuit?
He's great. He's a very sweet, humble guy. And he's also silly. I think he's good at like following the energy of the room.
Yeah.
So like when Fangs and I work with him, we get a little like crazy together because we just get silly.
Yeah.
And he'll get silly with us.
Nice.
So it's very nice. Yeah. But he's really good and he's so fast.
Too. Yeah.
He'll just like go over and go, and all of a sudden it's like a beautiful beat. And it's like, okay, like we haven't even thought of an idea yet, but all right, that's good. Yeah. He's very fast.
What about as a vocal producer?
Even if I'm having a bad day, yeah. he can make it good. So yeah, he's great at that. How? He's got a great vocal chain. He's really good at like instructing me, like if I'm doing something in a certain way and I need like help of like how I should do it, he'll tell me like do it like this, and then it just like works. So he's really good at that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you seem like a natural. Like I would expect you to be tracking relatively quickly.
I also don't work with like a lot of other artists super often.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what is quick in comparison to other people.
I have a feeling you're pretty quick.
Okay, thanks.
Because it comes out in your personality. Like it's so you're a character.
I am a character.
Yeah. So, and you probably, I'm assuming that when you're going and you're tracking and you're choosing like, oh, which voice to put on what, you're just having fun with it, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, you're like, oh, this is the attitude. I'm coming out with this.
Yeah. Sometimes yeah. I'll even like do a verse in like a bunch of different voices and then we'll just see like together what we all think is the best. I do like when I'm working with other people too, though, asking like their opinion and what they think I should do because it's very like collaborative if I'm working with someone else, then I want them to like tell me what they think I should do and what voice I should use. So I do that a lot.
You're tapped in. You're in a very special moment right now, right? Like you're living in LA.
Mm-hmm. It's very different.
You have, you know, in the millions of streams, it's like starting for you. How do you feel? Are you like to timestamp this moment right mm-hmm. now? Because I have a feeling that, you know, there's going to be many other versions of you and it's going to continue. And I think you're going to be incredibly successful.
Thank you.
So like, how would you timestamp this moment right now?
Mm, I feel like this moment is like the beginning of a new book, not a new chapter, but a whole new book, I think, in a series of books in my life.
Yeah.
My fantasy novels.
Yes.
I'm deep in it, but I think I'm just starting a new one for sure.
Chapter one of a new book?
Yeah.
So was the last 10 songs or whatever that you've released over the last couple of years, the end of the previous book?
Yes, definitely.
Whoa.
No, that was like, that was its own book. Like before when I was just like working here, coming back and forth and all that, I think since I've moved here and since I've gotten like settled in to living here, I think that's when the new book started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably kind of just like, even the beginning of this year feels so, so different from the beginning of last year. Yeah, it's a whole new book.
What do you think is going to happen in this book?
I have a lot of ideas, but it makes me, like, I feel like I shouldn't say them out loud. It's like, you know, when you have a wish and you're not supposed to say it out loud because you want it to come true. And I feel like I don't want to jinx anything. So it's my wish in my brain.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you are a manifester.
Oh, I am.
So you'll manifest out loud, but alone.
Yeah. Also, even when I'm doing that, usually it's like I'm writing stuff down and like folding up the paper and I hide it away from myself and then go read it later.
That's cute.
Yeah. I'm like, this is what's going to happen.
Let me bury it in my yard.
No, I write it. Yeah, kind of sometimes. I have done that for sure. In like a little jar and then I go and like bury it somewhere. I've done that many times actually. Yeah. Or just like hiding it in like a special little box I have somewhere.
But see, I love speaking it.
Yeah, it's good speaking
I speak it. I'll tell anyone everything I'm going to do.
Oh, I love that.
I don't care.
Tell me one of yours.
Oh, what I'm going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, for this chapter of my book, yeah, I think I'm in a, I think I'm like 3/4 of the way through this current book that I'm in right now.
Nice. You're almost at the end.
Of this book.
Of this book.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That sounded crazier how I said that. I didn't mean it.
She meant in the book. Okay.
In the book.
There will be more books in this lifetime.
Yes.
What I love about my journey is that there's been so many turns, some that I saw coming and some that I definitely didn't see coming. Yeah. Or some things, like I always talk with people about like setting their bullseye, because I feel like a lot of people don't, right? They'll just be like, oh, I want to be an artist. I want to be successful.
Or like,
I want to play the stadiums. Like, but then I'm like, no, double click on that. Like go more and determine what your bullseye is.
Yeah.
Because if you do that, then you can aim towards something.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not hit it, which is fine. You may hit like right here, but right here may be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Right. But if you don't have that, then you're just like moving forward and you can end up over here.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe that's, maybe you have like money or whatever you wanted, or you played a stadium, but you're like way over here and you're like, this isn't actually even where
it's not how you want it to
be. Yeah.
Got to be specific.
You got to be super specific. Mm-hmm. And also the closer, the more you have that bullseye like figured out.
The more likely. Yeah.
Even like opportunities that'll come, will it'll help you make faster decisions on even doing them. And once again, it's like maybe you go in for this bullseye is actually supposed to bring you to this thing right here, right?
Damn, this is good.
And that has been what's been happening with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like honestly, like I wanted to stop touring and start a musician's social network. So I started Jamcard and I just wanted it to be this app. And I was like going for this app. And then I was like, oh, but I also want to do a jam session.
Yeah.
And then that jam became the Jam Jam. And now that's like one of the biggest things we do. And I fucking love it, but I still do both.
Yeah.
Right.
You never and then know like, where you're going
to
end up.
Yeah. We wanted to start getting into education. So we made this like Jamcard Mentors platform where it was like one-on-one video mentorship where you could book with any of these incredible producers or songwriters or whatever and ask them for advice from anywhere in the world. You could just video chat with them. It's like
so sick.
It's like only mentors. No, I'm just kidding.
Only mentors. Subscribe.
Mentor fans.
Mentor fans.
Or only mentees.
Only mentoring fans.
And then so we like built that, and that's been really fulfilling. But and now we have this new opportunity where we're building this whole massive platform for the California education department, and we're hiring 15,000 artists to be teachers in California public schools. I did not see that coming, but like going for this education thing.
That's amazing.
Then made this thing happen. You know, and I toured for 15 years.
That's so
and
fun.
Then as a drummer, and then stopped to start Jamcard. And then like over the break, I was like, oh, I kind of want to start, kind of feel like I want to be drumming again. And then like a few sessions have come in and I'm just like, oh, you know, and like, I have a couple songs that are like about to drop that are going to be like pretty big songs. And I was like, that I drummed on one of them. I drummed on 10 years ago, but it's about to come out.
That's so crazy when that happens.
So crazy. Yeah.
You never know when it's going to happen.
So crazy. And we haven't announced yet, so I won't say it. I'll tell you off the
pod. I'm very excited.
You know, it's actually related to this podcast. I had the artist on the podcast,
really?
on my podcast. And I was telling her, I was like, remember we did that song 10 years ago? We should drop it. And then she was like, you're right, we should. And then she hit up the head of Atlantic and he was like, we should drop it. Let's drop it now. And he's like, I found the mix. Here it is. Let's get it mastered.
Oh my God.
And I was like, ha!
That's so good. That's great.
So yeah, I just...
Everything happens the way it's supposed to.
Yeah. So like, I'm gonna keep going. Mm-hmm. I'll say Jamcard right now is one of the biggest networks of musicians in the music industry in the world.
That's amazing.
It will be the biggest
yes.
in the next 18 months.
I love it.
So I'll say that.
Yes.
That's one thing. Yeah, we're going to do some more big global shit.
Amazing. I love that.
But I'm also like 7 years in on Jamcard. So I just want to keep doing what I'm doing, but just keep expanding on it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and in doing that and in being tapped in and in being authentic and genuinely yourself, like people are going to think of you for things and then bring you opportunities.
Exactly.
And you're going to be like, sick, thanks. Like that. Yep. That's because you are, that's your job, right?
Your job
is to just... I mean, make yourself as happy as you can, first and foremost.
Yeah,
take care of you and your people close to you, family, friends, whatever it is. And be authentically you and work really hard and just be great. Because I always tell my team this, but I'm like, it's our job to make everything we're doing incredible.
Yes.
You can't force anyone to fuck with what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So we just need to make it so incredible. So when people do it, they're naturally like, I fuck with this.
Yeah.
You know, like when I heard your music, immediately mm-hmm. Andre sent it to me. I was like, dude, she is fucking dope. I get it immediately.
That's great. Yeah. If you're just doing something that you love so much, other people will be able to sense that.
Yes.
And it'll make them love it too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it also ties into your point of saying, you know, create and release mm-hmm. and don't just think about something forever.
You have to do it.
Those go in together, right? Because mm-hmm. if you're tapped in and you're doing you, you're going to just be like, this is good. This is done. Next. Put exactly. it out. Release. Don't be so precious.
Yeah. You can't be.
Just do your best, mm-hmm. but don't be too precious.
Exactly. Yeah. People are too hard on themselves.
Yeah.
If you are having a good time, people will be able to sense that.
Yes.
So share it.
Exactly. I'm so excited to see where you go. Oh my God.
Thank you.
It's going to be amazing.
I'm excited too for both of us.
We're going to make your live show fucking awesome.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw you played with Barely Human.
I did.
So sick.
That was so fun.
I saw videos. Andre sent me videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
It looked awesome.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
I love having my dancers with me.
Oh,
they
for sure.
really helped me a lot, honestly. Yeah.
How many, like, is performing's like still new to you?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've done like dance when I was growing up and stuff and like acting, but singing my own songs in front of people is definitely new to me, but it's very fun.
I got something for you.
Okay. What you got?
How do you feel about the metaverse?
I don't know. It's a little scary, but a little exciting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, I feel like it's a big opportunity. It's a whole other dimension that we can visit as people.
Yep.
But also, I've seen a lot of scary movies about like the future and living in our little VR headsets.
So, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So I've got differing opinions.
Well, I told you I'm wearing the brand new Apple contacts, yes. and this is a camera. My eyes are a camera. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. I love that. I wish I could do that with my contacts.
And I actually put ChatGPT into my soul.
Oh my God. So all these questions.
Yeah. I didn't actually do any research. It's just Googling you in the background.
Oh my God. That would actually be, that'd be kind of sick. Just like.
Next question.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello, Kaya. Blood nymph. Born in BC. Yeah. British Columbia.
Wow, that's good. The robot knows.
But are you into animations?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, I already have an idea. I know what we're going to do with you.
What do you got?
We're going to do a Blood Nymph concert in the metaverse.
That's sick.
Which is going to be an animated version of you.
Oh my God, that'd be so cute.
Where you can design your avatar.
And Roscoe.
Roscoe will be in it.
Flying around.
You could have Roscoe. You could literally have Roscoe do whatever you want Roscoe to be doing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And you can talk to your fans. You could be performing your songs. Mm. Talk to your fans. You can create the whole world that you're in too.
That's so cool.
And do literally anything you want. And they'll be able to live stream since you've already been live streaming since
forever.
Way before in all different forms of live stream. But this could be the Blood Nymph in the metaverse concert that anyone in the world could tune into, and it can be the animated avatar version of you.
It's actually you playing in a studio.
Yeah. It's our friend's company. They're called Wave. I don't know if you saw The Weeknd in the metaverse or that's them that did it.
Ah, that's so sick.
When they did it on TikTok and they put it on Times Square, and Justin Bieber did it too.
Oh my God.
But yeah, they're friends of ours, and yeah, the founder, co-founder and CEO is like one of my best friends, and we're right now talking with them about like a new slate of who would be the best artist to do this. And I feel like your vision would be fucking
okay. No, I already am like the world. Yeah. I have like a magical world I've created in my mind. It's very in depth, but if I could make that,
I could
walk through and people could adventure in it. That'd be like a dream come true. And that would be so sick.
So here's another thing that you can do with the metaverse. It's really fun. That's different than concerts. Because everyone, I don't even have to say this. Everyone knows that I love live concerts, in-person shows. I've toured for years. I still want to keep doing that. But what you can do with these metaverse shows that you can't do with the live concert is, for example, similar to the OnlyFans-esque of selling things live in a moment, right? Is you can be like, hey, like, hey, so like for whatever dollars, you can like send me a note that everyone can see or that we could read, or you could send me a candy cane that's got this thing that I love, you know. Or,
oh, that's so fun.
Or you could send me a sour gummy cluster.
Yes, give me the sour nerds gummy clusters.
And then you'll be able to talk to that fan, and then that fan knows, like, oh, wow, I'm talking to Blood Nymph in front of the thousands of people that are watching.
That's so cool.
There's, like, really fun, like, crowd interaction stuff that you can do that you can monetize.
That's amazing. Also. And, like, a direct connection with people.
Yeah.
From all over, that they don't have to be in the same place I'm in. That yeah. is great.
You could even have multiple worlds created, and you can say, you could finish the song and be like, all right, guys, which world do you want to enter right now? And let them vote in real time.
Oh my God.
Right? And that's be like, so I want to go to Nymph Land or whatever. And then they vote on it. And there's like 80% want to go to Nymph Land. Then it unlocks Nymph Land. And then you go into it and you play the next song in Nymph Land.
Oh my God. That's so fun.
Super sick.
That's so magical.
All right. You're in?
I'm so in.
Done. That's what we do. We do deals on the podcast. Yeah,
we do deals right here. Oh, but my magical worlds that I could walk through and people could adventure in.
Oh, you're so perfect for this. I didn't think in talking with you more. I'm like, oh my God, because you're such a character. You're gonna have your own like cartoon too.
I really want that.
You're definitely gonna have that.
I can't
wait.
You're gonna
be an actress.
I've always wanted to do acting this too. I've done acting growing up.
Should I co-author your book?
Yeah, like, let's go. You know me so well already.
I know. Yeah. You'll be like, here, Kaya.
It's your ChatGPT robot.
I wrote chapter 9 last night while I was sleeping. There we go. Since ChatGPT is in my soul.
It's just there. Right.
My hand still works, though.
That's beautiful.
Well, it's been so much fun hanging with
this
you.
This has been great. Thank you so much for having me. And
thank you for coming.
Me.
Welcome to Silver Lake.
Thank you. I love it here.
I just want to say, Blood Nymph is the future.
Oh. Oh my God.
Say something.
Something. Oh my God. Come visit me in my magic world. Roscoe will be there too. Ah, and the crowd goes wild. That was no laughing matter.
The crowd was like, you weren't even that wild. I'm kidding. You were so not wild. I do these. This is just like for me. Just so when
can I
like
press one?
Of course. Anyone you want.
I want to know what this one is.
That's me screaming.
That's good.
It's you and me. Best nice. Friends.
Oh, best friends.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I'll see you in the future.
Okay, see you in the future. See you in the metaverse.
Okay, so we all do it. Did you enjoy being on the podcast?
I had a great time. This was so much fun.
It was.
It was so fun.
Was it your best podcast you've ever done?
Don't tell anyone else, but yes.
Everyone's going to see this. I'm releasing this. I'm going to put it at the top of the pod.
Shh, you didn't see this part. You didn't see this part.
This is actually the promo. Everyone tune into the podcast. It's out now.
It's out right now. We're doing ASMR. You can get some brain tingles.
Brain tingles.
Tingle, 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 tingle.
What did you say?
That was good. Go with Elmo. Go with Elmo. Go with Elmo.
Go with Elmo. Go with Elmo. Go with Elmo. Go with Elmo. This is the stuff, man.